Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and I'm excited to be here. I have one of my wonderful guests from California who's joined me today. So to get right down to business, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can hit 1 on your keypad and ask us a question, or you can also go into the chat room or message me, and we'll take your question second half of the show. So you can go to my website and check me out. I'm Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. And you can check Bethany and her music out at bethanycaudill.com. That was her singing Sing Along on This Bluesy Song, which is one of the songs that's going to be featured on the radio. So you can check her out as well. But to get right down to business, my guest today is Carolyn Coolidge. She is awesome. She is a psychotherapist, intuitive, and healer. And for the last 22 years, she's been a healer, intuitive and a healer for the last 22 years. And she has a master's in clinical social work from Columbia University. She works as a psychotherapist in various settings, and she was trained in New York City as a psychoanalytical psychotherapist. And her spiritual background includes training from the Edgar Cayce Institute in New York City, which is awesome. And she's also part of the Spiritualist Church, and she's a Reiki master, and she's done integrated energy therapy work. She's a master instructor and pranic healer and theta healer, which is really cool, and she's worked at UCLA as an energy healer for the UCLA Pediatric Pain Program for the last 6 years. She has a private practice in West Hollywood. That's pretty cool. So spiritually, Carolyn works as well with empaths, light workers, sensitive souls, and those who are open to that kind of work, and people who want to open their intuition, which is really cool. So she gives clear information, she talks to spirit, and she gets right down to business. So she offers psychotherapy, energy healing, intuitive readings, spiritual coaching, soul retrieval, which is really awesome, mindfulness meditation, and she does groups and classes as well. So she's got a lot of cool things. You can check out her website at www.intuitivesoulhealing.com. She's got a lot of neat stuff there, so you can check that out. So again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll take your calls. So we're going to bring Carolyn live and talk a little bit more about what she's up to and what's going on in her world. Welcome to the show, Carolyn. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? What a big introduction. Boy, worked a long time.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of cool stuff you do, which
I think is really
wonderful. And I love having you on because there's so many different things we can talk about. There's so many topics to address. People are interested in what you have to say. They love that you're an author and you have a book out. Now you have a workbook out, which is really cool, too.
Right, awesome. Yes, my book is Honor Your Spirits on Amazon. And then my workbook is How to Work with the Universe, which I've been doing a lot of workshops on that around L.A. and helping people to understand why they're here and that the universe is really source and that it's constantly talking to us to help us get on our paths and help us to create good opportunities, our purpose and passion, and also to get out of this karmic cycle by fulfilling our missions that we are sent here to do.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big deal. So you touch on a lot of really cool stuff. I mean, just in your book, and I know that took you years to write, and you touch on so many things just with life, spirituality, and everything going on, and I think that's just beautiful, everything that you help people with.
Yeah, my book, Honor Your Spirit, was about how I was a therapist and I started having spiritual experiences, seeing ghosts and seeing other beings, and I didn't know what they were or why they were coming to me, and I just kept listening and honoring and learning how to protect myself, learning how to communicate with them, trying to figure out why did they come at this time, and they came at what I call the Saturn return, which is around 28.5. Well, our soul goes through 7-year cycles, and It really hits at 29.5, but around that time is when your spiritual work or whatever you're here to do will come up. And once I learned that, I realized, oh, maybe I'm supposed to do this work, but I was a, you know, Columbia University is one of the most conservative and the oldest social work school in the United States. So they're very conservative and old school psychoanalytic, and here I am seeing ghosts and hearing voices. So it was kind of the exact antithesis of what I'm supposed to be trained in and doing. So I really had to listen to my spirit that said, I loved working with spirit. I love learning about the other side and that we are here for a reason, and that we come here for a short period of time. We do our work. We have soul contracts, which I want to talk about today, and that after we finish, we leave and we go back home, which is death. And death is really actually a rebirth back home to our other world. So my book, Honor Your Spirit, was about my path and how I was able to keep listening to spirit, and it kept protecting me and helping me to move forward, to look into intuition and messages and, you know, understand the reason why I saw people's auras or heard messages from their spirit guides, you know, as I was doing therapy. So I talk about how also I worked with the universe, and the universe supported me completely because it was part of my mission. It protected me, it gave me direction, it gave me understanding, gave me knowledge, and it was really, it's really been fulfilling spiritually. And I think if we're fulfilled spiritually, we really can feel better at the end of our lives and leave feeling like we've done what we're here to do.
Absolutely. I think that that's really important, that we kind of follow what we're supposed to do in our contracts and all of that. And I know also it can be very hard to sometimes differentiate maybe what that is sometimes, because we can get lost or sidetracked. So I think, like you said, it's really important to honor your soul path or honor why you're feeling led to go somewhere.
Yes, I think it is important. And soul contracts is something that I wanted to talk about, which are really, and there we have physical contracts on the earth plane, contracts to buy a car or a house or real estate or whatever, maybe marriage, but we have soul contracts with people, and these are feeling contracts. So how do we know we have a contract? We feel something. We feel pulled to somebody. We feel pulled to work. We feel called to do something. We have a soul ache, like I have to build bridges, or I have to, you know, do dancing, or I have to, you know, counsel people, have to, like, write. You know, those are soul contracts, because it's repetitive, it comes up frequently, and we feel like this energetic urge. So when you do soul work, when you work with the universe, you really have to listen to your feelings. The spiritual path is about feelings, and the physical path is about the mind. They'll both kind of intertwine, and both can be used for either one. I feel the spiritual path is about the spirit, and it's connected to our soul, is the energy of the soul, and then the physical path is about the mind and connected to the ego. So we do need the ego. People are like, oh, the ego's so bad. It can't get out of control, but we need the ego on the earth plane, because the earth plane has a lot of darkness. Darkness meaning what? Negativity. You know, anger, war, resentment, rage, vindictiveness. That's like a part of the earth plane, because we need to overcome these negative attributes so that we can aspire to higher callings, which is going and clearing our energy, going back to the spiritual world. The spiritual world is of love, goodness, compassion, kindness, sincerity, passion. Those are higher qualities. So, but since the earth plane is so dense, if we have somebody that's physically abusive or emotionally abusive to us, we could love them away. That would be nice with the spirit side, but we also need that ego to say, stop, no, I don't want to do that. So that's why we need the ego. We need the ego to fight in the denseness of the dark plane, but we also need to tame the ego, because the ego is temporary for the earth. And then what happens is that the spirit will evolve, knowing it as it overcomes the ego, and that it will move back to the spirit world with more higher qualities and raise to a higher vibration in the spiritual world. So we kind of need both, the spirit and the ego. And you know, it means like work and passion. When we had a recent Labor Day, I was teaching my class at a major HMO I work. I said, it's really, why don't we call it Passion Day or Purpose Day? And instead of thinking of Labor Day and work, think of purpose and passion. And that's going to really cultivate and help your soul to heal and help your soul to grow.
That makes a lot of sense, too.
Yeah, it really does. So we have many, many, you know, these different soul contracts, and we feel called to them. So we have these contracts, and sometimes we leave the lifetime in death unfulfilled. Like we're in the, I always call it the rocking chair, you know, incident, where we're sitting in our rocking chair. It's, God, I wish I had done that. I wish I had done that. And why not early enough, when you feel that you should do something, go ahead and try and let the universe be your guiding path. Like, I couldn't have done a lot of the things I did without the universe supporting me and without dialoguing mm-hmm. with the universe to help me. Don't you agree?
I agree. And it would have been a lot harder to try to do that without the universe helping you, whereas, you know, you have this access to know how to go forward. So I think that's important, too.
Right. Yeah, I think the universe is set up. And the universe is really source or God. I think Mother Earth is part of that. And this is where we do the work on the earth, but we get the inspiration from above, so as above and below. And that's the combination that we really need to pay attention to. And some of our religions have kind of taken out that energy of as above, so below. They've taken out earth energy and earth connections and crystals and, you know, different things to do with the earth because it seemed like paganistic and it seemed almost, you know, like negative. But I feel like a lot of quote-unquote paganistic information is very powerful. I love studying about indigenous healing. I love learning about what the Native Americans or the Sagoma healers in Africa or, you know, indigenous healers in Mexico, what they did to create and to work with the universe before they had all these books and schools. Like, how did they connect? How did they heal? How did they grow? How did they learn? And we are on the earth, and a lot of the indigenous healing cultures know a lot about the earth because they pay attention to it. As we got more into, like, you know, like Christianity and other religions, maybe Judaism and other stuff out there, we've forgotten about the earth. So why not combine both? You know, why not listen to that? I just felt drawn to it. You know, I felt drawn to study indigenous cultures. I have a great-grandmother. Like, my grandfather's mother was from the Amazonian rainforest. Maybe that's my calling. But I want to know, like, you know, why certain crystals do things. Why do I feel drawn to them? Why does sage help clear me when I feel drained? You know, why does knowing about the water, the earth, the air, and the fire help heal me when I'm at a beach, you know, and that stuff can help to enhance and clear my spirit, and my spirit is the guiding force, so why not use that? As we sit in these offices under fluorescent lights and we're working 9 to 5, we're really 9 to 7, 8 sometimes in jobs, and forgetting about our connection to nature, we forget about what nature can teach us. So I feel like some of our soul contracts we have out there are also learning from nature, helping nature, respecting it. You know, this is our teacher, so why not, like the Native Americans, why not honor it? Why not honor the animals that, as your animal communicator, you know how powerful animals are. And, you know, why not honor their wisdom?
Yes, they're very powerful.
Yeah, right? Isn't that why you communicate with them, knowing they're getting their wisdom?
You can learn a lot from animals just sitting down and listening to them, and they teach us quite a bit of information just in, you know, listening to them and, you know, kind of following what they want to tell you, or even, you know, when one is, like you said, crossing your path, you know, what are they there to tell you, you know, what's the meaning of it? And, you know, the crystals too. Dive deep down into crystals and herbs and, you know, essential oils and all of that to, you know, help you heal. We've gotten away from that because everybody is so scared of that. You know, like the, like you said, the man-made religions have come in and taken over when it was actually a part of everything to, you know, really ground you and get you back on track. It makes a lot of sense.
Right. And I feel like if people, you know, need the formal religions and not negating it completely. My father is a minister. He was a bishop, Episcopal Church. I love the Episcopal Church, but I also like the wisdom of indigenous cultures, you know, and I do feel like that can help heal us. So when I, you know, went into doing spiritual work and I got so drained, and I realized being drained is like working with water. Or when I felt dead tired, I needed more earth. I needed to hold a crystal, or I needed some sage, which is earth, an earth element. And when I felt exhausted, I need air. I need to walk and hike and aerobics, you know, that exhaust was air. And then when I felt burnt out, I realized I needed more fire to be in a sauna or in the sun or use candles. So we use these terms to deal with nature and elements. And it seems like it's wishy-washy, you know, new age stuff, but it's actually information that could help us to heal. So if I believe the earth is here to help us to heal, the earth heals with its food. There's wonderful foods out there that can just heal us just by eating healthy, raw or vegan, or even eating healthy, different types of fruits and vegetables. And if you want to eat meat that's, you know, not harassed or killed, you know, then that's also farm-fed, et cetera. So I feel like the earth has food to help heal us. Flowers heal us. Flower essences, when the essence of a flower, each flower has the ability to do many things, to look beautiful, to smell great, and also you take an essence of a flower and a little essence of alcohol. They're called flower essences. It also helps heal us. People take flower essences to work with through a different emotional issues. So, you know, this creator, source, God, he, she is amazing. And everything has a dual and multiple meanings and reasons and abilities to look beautiful, to heal, to help us. Just going out in nature can heal your energy field and enhance your spirit and also help you relax and help you to get more wisdom as you watch the animals. So that's why I feel it's important to combine both. Yes, the ego, earth plane, but also the spirit. And some of these contracts we have, like another contract like you may have, is how to help heal the animals, you know, communicate with them, to respect who they are, you know, yeah. And to save the animals, to not abuse them, to, get them that are, you know, there's ASPCA or PETA or whoever, the different groups that are helping animals. Some are extreme, some are not. But it's because animals are our teachers in many ways. Why should we get rid of our teachers? Why should we abuse them? We need to honor them, you know. So all these things are built us, and some people, that's their soul contract. I have so many clients that are like, they work in like the county or jobs, and they hate them. And I was like, what would you do if you had $1 million? Oh, I'd work with animals. I said, why not do that? See, that's their soul contract,
right?
If they feel called to it, and there's a need, and there's a place to do it, and they, you know, one woman came in, and I got a job for like a zookeeper through the county, and I'm like, why not apply to that? They have county benefits, you know, and people are so afraid to do their passion, but these are our soul contracts, so we have to pay attention to them. That can help us grow, heal, learn, and help others.
You know, exactly. You were really speaking my language with the, you know, the healing of what you put into your body. And, you know, I just want to acknowledge all the wonderful and triumphs you've made. You know, you've been through so many challenges, Carolyn. I've watched you, and it's amazing just what you've been through and how you've overcome so much. You know, I'm going through those same changes by putting stuff in my body that's, you know, really healthy, like you were talking about. So there's a lot of changes going on, and we can all do that, and it's amazing what comes out on the other side of it.
Absolutely, and I feel like we're giving the answers, because a lot of people have healed their bodies through eating healthy. I mean, we obviously know there's so much, you know, crap out there and foods that are not healthy and like fight against the body. And again, I have clients I work with. I work at a major HMO. I do the work stress group. And they're like, you know, they're doing work and they're not treated well. I have two people that are cooks, and I'm like, what do you really want to do? They're like, oh, I want to cook healthy food. I want to cook food that helps people with cancer. I want to cook food that's from the earth, and we have these GMOs. So that's their soul contract. That's their mission. And, you know, it behooves them to kind of think and to do it. That's why that seed of inspiration, mm-hmm. of insight, of connection is in them. So as much as I can, I call myself a path pusher. I push people to do their path. That seed of inspiration of the divine that was put in them to create, and that may be part of my own mission, is to help people find theirs and to walk their path. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You know, I love how you can take something even with a mental issue. You talked about this previously, and I love how you can shift that with energy work and healing. You know, you've done so much work just as a therapist, as a person, and, you know, your work is amazing. I love it. I love watching everything you do every day, and it's just, it's very inspiring. You know, you've inspired me to go further and work, you know, and do this as well, you know, and just keep moving forward. And we're always working on ourselves, but I just love all the things you do also.
Yeah, thank you for that, because last night I was, like, working so hard on my newsletter and other things I was doing, and I was doing so much work. I have a full caseload this morning. You know, today from 12 to like 8 tonight, I see clients, and I love the work because I'm helping them grow and learn and heal, either through theta healing, which is a God-inspired hypnotic type of healing modality that helps shift beliefs on the soul level and helps shift soul contracts. I do counseling and therapy, traditional, with a spiritual edge to it. I really want to help souls to grow and learn and move forward. I also do energy healing, hands-on healing, for people who may feel spiritually depleted and they feel drained, or they feel that they're not, their soul is not, their body is not being healed in the way with traditional ways. So the energy healing, Reiki, pranic, what it does is help soothe the soul and it helps to inspire and mm-hmm. invigorate their body, mind. So because we need these methods, you know, the message I got about doing healing, because, again, as a psychotherapist licensed in 3 states, well, I'm not supposed to do any hands-on healing. It's against the ethics. So I make that
right.
separate.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, so this is how the universe protected me. So there's psychotherapy, and then I do something called spiritual counseling or coaching, where I do the Reiki and healing. So I have like almost 2 different practices, and it does make sense. Psychotherapists are not supposed to touch, but God had told me as a spiritual healer that He cannot touch people physically, and He likes to help people get that heaven energy through His ordained disciples. So we are the ones that, you know, are ordained to help to heal people, either from touch, because, you know, unfortunately a lot of the touch now is not very healing. So, but every, you know, a lot of different religions, there's hands-on healing, there's laying on of hands, there's touch for health, there's touch for life, there's Reiki, there's pranic. So we know that the human touch is very healing. So it's been a privilege that I can help people. And I, you know, I did that at UCLA by a nice energetic touch of God's energy and source. So I'm very blessed, and I have worked hard for many, many, many years, and I've had the universe support me in getting me a job at UCLA, and it appeared on CNN because I asked, like, should I be doing this, God? I touch base. That's the mm-hmm. boss. That's the person who sent me here, and that's the person going to take me out when it's my time to go. And I say, should I be doing this? And then I get a job at UCLA. Should I be doing readings? Is that against the Bible? You know, my father and I sat, my father's a mm-hmm. minister, and scary, the Bible, like, doesn't say that we're not supposed to do this. And he said, you know, I really can't find it. And, you know, and I was like, well, God, if it's right, take it away. And more people would call, and more people would heal, and more people would do well. So I've always touched base with my boss. I call it, you know, an application to the universe when I was working for it. And I always say, am I doing the right work? Because to me, it's like, I want to wrap up this lifetime. This is supposed to be one of my last lifetimes here. So I want to help people to, you know, make the the right choices, the soul choices of their highest calling, so they can move to a higher dimension, and maybe they'll have a choice not to come back here because Earth is getting a little crowded.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, and then through a weird experience, I've realized I'm teaching people about ascension, ascending their soul. I didn't even know I was doing ascension work and helping people find their purpose or passion until I went to a Mexican healer, and she had this group going on, and I was doing this breath work, and all of a sudden I see this ascended being in front of me, and I was awake. I was just, it was in the room, and he said, "Hi, I'm Serapis Bey," and I'm like, "Who the hell?" He said, "Hi, I'm Serapis Bey." I was like, "I know that name, but I don't know who he was." And then later I found out that he's a high priest of Egypt and Atlantis, and
yes,
he helped people ascend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know who he was. And then I've had all these weird experiences. There's another level where he's been guiding me and giving me channeling information, and I was like, "Do you want me to do this work, what you're telling me out there?" And he kept coming to me. In my dreams, he came to me, and he was teaching me about
the universe. I know what that's like. Yeah.
Oh, really? You've had that too?
I have had experiences where they come to me and they tell me where to go. You know, like they could tell me the oddest places to go. And they'll challenge me, "Why don't you move here?" And I'll look at them like they have two heads. Why would I move here, and why would I do this? And then all the stuff would come out of the woodwork, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, really?" And so, you know, you get messages for different people, different things, what have you. I've had similar, and I'm looking at them like, "Who are you?" You know, and then you find out later. It's very amazing. Very amazing experiences.
Yeah, it's been crazy because I didn't even realize that, you know, I didn't really get into ascension or the ascended masters. I just thought I admired them, but I didn't know who they were. And then when I looked who he was, that night I was going to a class on Atlantis, and they said he was a high priest of Atlantis. And then they said that on my book I have a golden heart. And they say his symbol is the golden sun. And when I meditate in my classes, I tell everyone to focus on the golden sun in their heart. And then I did a figure eight over people, the affinity symbol. And that's his symbol, also his symbol. So it's almost like I've been working with him without even knowing it. And so now I've been doing writing. Yeah, I didn't know. And I've been doing writings. And then different people have showed up and kind of said, "Oh, a Ascended Master came to me," and I tell people who work with him, they're like, "Oh, I feel chills." So, but and I've been doing some writing about, you know, what he's giving me to help people to heal. And I said, "Well, where am I supposed to present it?" And then all of a sudden, I get hired at this meditation center, the Den Meditation Center, and I've been teaching this work there. And you know, 8 people show, and then 10, and 18, and I'm like, "Wow, he's really pushing me to get this information out there to as many people as possible." And I've been teaching this at the major HMO, which is kind of cool. About, and when I teach meditation to get quiet, to go within, to listen to their spirit, I teach about soul contracts. I teach about dreams and how the universe talks to us through dreams, totem animals, through signs and synchronicity, through songs. It is a universe. A verse is a song, is a verse of a song. So we are one of the, if we unify our verses, we create a beautiful universe. So we have to listen to the energy of music and of sound and sing our own song. And what we do is harmonize our life to the rhythm of our path. And so that's why it's so important to pay attention to these soul contracts. How do we know what a soul contract is? We feel pulled to do something. We think about it all day long. We feel like I can do this all day long with this fashion or design or helping heal the homeless or, you know, talking into couching battered women. We just feel like I feel called to that, you know. So if we can't do it for a full-time, volunteer, work with the homeless, work with animals that are abused and, you know, and help save them, you know, that's how we know our soul contracts are, because we feel pulled and called and we feel it's in our heart. So once we start doing that, our life, the universe will step up to, as we step up to do our work, the universe will step up to support us, help us both emotionally, financially, and spiritually to help us to evolve our souls. So it's real important we listen to our soul contracts.
Absolutely. very, very well put and very well said. Just when it pulls at your heart and it's tugging at you to listen to that, be sure you really follow that and pay attention and listen to the signs around you. That's honoring your soul's purpose, like the name of your book, and honoring your voice and what's ahead. I love how you put that.
Yeah, yeah, honor your spirit, yeah, because the spirit is, there's many things that if we honor our spirit, what happens? We start to clear our karma. So when we come to the earth plane, we have a contract to do certain things. That's our dharma. Our karma is the energy we're trying to clear. So when we come and when we start doing our soul contracts, our karma starts getting lower and lower, and then we create our dharma. We also, when we do our soul contracts, we also can heal relationships that have been problematic for lifetimes or difficulties. So when you heal your relationships, you have better future opportunities to do better things. We help humanity. Another thing that we do when you do your dharma, and that dharma, again, is the work you're here to do, and that's your mission, is that we help humanity. So usually our gifts help us. They inspire us, but they also help humanity on some level. And, like, you know, my counseling helps humanity because it helps people grow and learn. Your animal communication helps humanity because we help to know that animals are live, important, valuable beings, you know, and that they are, in many ways, our ancestors. There's so many books that talk about, if you think of ancient Egypt, where there are all these animals that are communicating, or the Native Americans look at them as souls. You know, why is that? Why did the Greek gods have animals in their culture? You know, it's because,
wow.
And Africans, it's because, and Africans think of the white lions as their ancestors. Why is that? It's because these animals are higher beings. And they work with the laws of nature. They work with the universe. So as we help our own contracts and help humanity, we actually help to evolve the planet. And then we have contracts to support Mother Earth, all of us, to keep her clean, healthy, not abuse her, not steal her resources. When I was buying all these crystals, at one time I had a dream about this little elf. And I think his name was Pan, like, you know, Pan, the overseer of the animal community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was throwing, he was golden. It was weird. He had a golden hair and golden skin.
Oh, how fun, like, is that?
Yeah, and he was, like, hitting me with arrows. And I'm like, why are you doing that? He goes, you're taking these crystals without praying for their, to help you and not respecting the earth.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it was so crazy. I was at a raw detox, and I'm like, who's this little mean, like, you know, elf?
Who is this?
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it was a reminder that these, all energy has a life force that we have to either pray for them to help or give them respect. And I've been learning more and more and more about crystals and how that they've helped heal me in many ways, and they're not just jewelry.
The crystals really do what they say they're going to do. And, you know, I had a friend of mine who had an experience with black tourmaline, and I told her, yeah, the black tourmaline really does get rid of, you know, negativity. And sometimes adding something to it would be good, like rose quartz or whatever, because, you know, you need to add another stone to it to create good energy. I mean, not that the black tourmaline isn't awesome, but put some, you know, positive energy in there with it. It was quite an experience.
Black tourmaline will, like, you know, absorb energy. Anything black absorbs energy. So
mm-hmm.
The pink would probably be the balance of opening the heart,
yes.
Like absorbing it and opening. Yeah, there's a balance. There's always a yin-yang, you know, the light and the dark. That's part of the contrast in the earth plane. So we always have to learn how to overcome the darkness, but also live with it. And then in the darkness, there's a lot of knowledge and void, and dark matter is information. And so and the shadow, all that part is, we're supposed to incorporate and not just, you know, negate it. But I had a dream about, I was walking in a room. It was very bizarre. I think it was Serapis. And I saw black tourmaline, green and pink tourmaline. I'm like, that is strange. Like, I've never had a dream. Yeah, and I never had a dream about crystals, and I knew what it was. So I just bought pink tourmaline somewhere. I can't remember where I bought it. And then I said, well, I need to find some green tourmaline. So I go to my one of my local bookstore, crystal shops, mostly angels, where I do classes there occasionally. And I said, do you have any green tourmaline? And she's like, no, we only have this one piece. And she goes, it's been here for a year, like nobody's bought it. And she goes up and almost dusts it off. And then I said, oh, my God, that's the exact piece that I saw in my dream. So it was crazy. So then I drive down to San Diego, and I go to, I think it's called Soulscape, and I walk into the crystal shop there, and there's my black tourmaline. And they're all, like, pretty big pieces. And I was like, I've seen that piece in my dream. So I had the pink, the black, and the green. And when I read what they were for, I said, oh, it's supposed to help me, you know, move blocks and move forward. And even the green tourmaline said it was an initiation to a higher realm. And then when I'm working with therapists, I'm like, oh, that's why he told me to get it. So it was a message that I was being initiated to do higher spiritual work. So I think it's fascinating that it was both him and I think also the crystals that were communicating with me. So I have them right by my bed, but I've been obsessively getting more and more crystals, like Stilbite, which I've been like putting next to my bed, and it literally helps you wake, it helps calm your aura and helps calm your mind.
You
but I literally wake up in my, it helps you wake up in your dream state, so I can able to see clearer. So I've been getting Stilbite, yeah, so that as you literally wake up your eyes
in
your dream state.
I've been doing dream walking, so I sometimes think I've had an experience with my friends, and obviously, and then I'll realize, oh, I just dreamed it, and it might happen later, but then my friends will be like, yeah, you spent time with me last night, or you spent time with me yesterday, and I'm thinking, I guess I did. You know, we just all went somewhere.
What's dream walking?
Kind of like, you know, if you wanted to go to your favorite library or coffee house with your friends. I've just kind of done it for fun. Like I'll think, well, I'm going to go have coffee with my friends, you know, in a certain area. And then I'll end up there. And then I'll wake up and I'll think, oh, did we just do that? Or did I just dream that?
Wow, interesting. I've been having, that's interesting. I've never heard that term. But I've been having a similar experience where people show up in my dreams and it's their soul essence. It's really them. And I had a friend show up in my dream. Maybe that's what it is. And I said, oh, I just, you know, do you like shrimp? And she's like, I love shrimp. How did you know? I said, you told me that in the dream. She goes, that's crazy. Or people say that I show up in their dream and do healing work. And it's like the dream world and the real world, or the real world, the dream world are merging. And you're always not telling which is which. Or I had a client come to me in my dreams, was telling me about her job. And then, like, I hadn't talked to her in months. And then a month later, she called and said, hey, I've been thinking about you. I said, where did you show up in my dream? So is that dream walking?
That seems like it, yeah, because, like, I'll just have days where I want to get together with somebody, and sometimes it'll be that they're, you know, in another place, and so sometimes I'll just think, well, you know, maybe I'll see them all together, and then boom, you know, it'll be all my friends and whatever, just people I want to hang out with, and it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. Wow.
Wow.
So I just, they're all in the room. That's nice.
It's cool. It's like the dimensions are collapsing. We're getting more reality of the totality of our soul. And that's why I feel like it's important for us to know, about soul contracts. Yeah.
Absolutely. All of this is just very important. And I'm just appreciating the topics that, you know, we're having here and the time that we have. And we have some questions here and all of that. We're going to have you on again with all these wonderful topics and things. You're just such a awesome guest, but do you want to take a really quick break and take some callers?
Sure, that's no problem.
Okay. Do you have anything coming up that you want to announce before we take a break? I should ask you that, too. You might have some events or something you want to talk about.
Well, in Los Angeles, I've been working at the Den Meditation Center. It's a wonderful, wonderful place right near me in La Brea. And I do a class every Sunday, 11:30 to 12:15, How to Work with the Universe. That's now between every Sunday to the end of October. And then I have some other classes on the 23rd and the 29th. You can check my website at Intuitive Soul Healing. And that's in my private practice, How to Work with the Universe. And then another one, Clearing Karma and Ancestral Contracts. That's with Theta Healing. That's on the 29th, I believe. Oh, no, the 23rd and the 23rd. And then on the 29th, I'll be at the Golden Soul, which is a yoga place in Los Feliz. And I'll be teaching how to work there. Yeah, yeah. And then I'll be, in October, I'll be on a Reiki summit. So, and then I have my Halloween party. So, like, a lot of stuff. Check the website, intuitivesoulhealing.com.
Awesome. And you can do the same with me, Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. But if you're in the area where Carolyn is, you should really check out her events. She's pretty cool and has a lot of neat stuff going on. So definitely check her out. She's fun. Okay, I'm going to take a really quick break and come back to you. You're awesome. Just hang with me for a minute.
Sure.
All right. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Check out Carolyn Coolidge, intuitivesoulhealing.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com. We're going to come back and take your questions. 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. Or you can text me the question and I'll get right to it. And we'll see you in just a minute.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You roll my will, oh what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, creep balls of fire. I laughed in love because I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Goodness and gracious, creep balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear you, but sure it's fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Okay, we were rocking it with Great Balls of Fire, so we're going to take your questions, 347-237-5339, one on the keypad, or you can text the question. I'm going to bring Carolyn back now as well. Check out her website, intuitivesoulhealing.com. Let's see here. Her phone number just left me. Okay, there we go, down here. All right, Carolyn, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
Great. We're going to take some questions now. We have a question from Anne Marie, and she wants to know about her motorcycle. She wants, she says the courts denied her reaffirmation for her motorcycle. She filed for bankruptcy, and she's wondering, am I going to be able to keep her motorcycle, or will the courts take it away?
I'm feeling like no. I hope I'm wrong, but I feel like is it some kind of when they money like issue where they what's it called? You know, and it's feel like somebody's like it's financial, something's financial, and repossession.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? Is that what she's
right.
talking about?
Well, she filed bankruptcy because she had a run-in with somebody that took advantage where they shouldn't have, and she figured that was the best way out. And they're like, she's wondering if they're going to take her motorcycle from her or not.
It feels like it's property, so they will, but it feels like she'll get another one. I don't know if you feel the same thing, but I feel like it's
expensive. I see her with
property.
One. See, I'm not really getting the thing. I think it's interesting that you're saying it's property, so they will. But this is what's crazy. I feel like she's going to have one regardless. I mean, I'm not getting she won't have one. Like, I feel like she has a motorcycle. That's just, you know, where she is. So I see her with a motorcycle, but I don't get anything beyond that.
I get that she might lose this one and get another one, you know, or they'll put it up for something. I don't know. That's what I get. But we'll see. Yeah. Sorry about that. But, you know, it feels like if she gets a new one, it'll be something's going to be proven where she was right, and then things will be restored. So it's a little bit, you know, so I don't know if it's the same one or another one.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
that's good that she has one at least. Okay.
Yeah.
We have Dove for Peace here, and Dove for Peace says, I'm focusing more on myself in regards to healing and just loving all of me. Well, I'm drawing attention to myself, it's a little uncomfortable. The person that I'm attracted to is noticing that men/women are looking at me. What is happening? I'm modestly dressed, nothing sexy. So she's just wondering what's going on there.
Okay, say her first name or just one name?
Dove for Peace. I don't have her first name with me.
Different names. So Dove for Peace, she's wondering why, I'm trying to understand, wondering why people are staring at her.
Yeah, it sounds like she's drawing a lot of attention to herself because she's really been loving and focusing on herself. And she says that men and women are both staring at her or, you know, noticing her. Like,
it's her aura. Her aura is very bright. She's been putting out
her aura
is
bright. Her name's Gwen.
Oh, Gwen. Okay, great. Yeah, I feel like that she shifted her aura. So it's a lot of love energy. It's white with a little bit gold in it, a little blue. And people are attracted to it because it's very healing. So I don't know if she's a healer herself.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, people are wanting to, like, get that good energy. So it feels like either meditation.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling
meditation.
The same.
Huh? Yeah, it's
I see the meditative aura because her aura is so loud.
Yeah, loud. Yeah, it's like really clear and healing and strong, so people feel it. And you know, when you shift your aura, you shift your life. So it's a positive thing. But if she's a healer, she can set boundaries. She can, you know, help people, but in the sense that, you know, when she wants to help them. So she may have to learn how to turn it up and turn it down if it's becoming uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm feeling like it's a frequency thing, like people are drawn to the energy, and so they come for the energy, which is, you know, very interesting because, you know, I almost hear the song coming from her. That's why I said loud. It's not a bad loud. It's actually a very funny loud to me. It's like this little tinging of a harp or a very... like a tinging of a singing bowl. You know, it's just a very sweet, it's not just like the colors are wonderful, but it's loud in a good way. It feels very good and very happy, like I would want to, you know, go hug the person and be embraced in light. But you can turn that up and turn that down. I think it's quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, I think laughing because I agree. It's like almost like the frequency is so strong that it's calling people in. It's like the Pied Piper, like loud and strong to me are very similar.
Yeah.
It's a very strong, like, I can help you, you know, I'm okay, you know. Everything is great in the world, and they're feeling so miserable. They're like, let me go to her, you know. I don't know if she's saying that out loud or thinking it or meditating, but it feels like it's a very loving
frequency. Yeah, I think she's going, I can help you, and it's going boom. And that's
right,
pretty cool.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
Mhm. She's of service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, exactly. It's a service healer thing. Okay, there's a lady in here. Her name is Susan, and Susan wants to know, her friend lost her spouse and lives in Phoenix, and she's wanting to know if she's going to get to see her. Her husband, Dan, seems to be changing his mind. So there's her question.
The woman, Susan, wants to know if she's going to see her friend in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I feel yes. I hear yes.
I do
she's
too.
Taking a trip. Yeah. I feel like she will. But you said the husband is, like, blocking it. He's a little possessive or controlling or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wants, I think he wants her to do, the wife, to do things that he wants her to do. But she'll win out. She stands up. Yeah.
She stands up. She knows how to. You told her previously that she's a very strong healer, and she really is. I think she's going to get more into her gift, and so are her daughters, because they're also very gifted. So, you know, I just see that being a very good thing.
Yeah, she goes to Phoenix. She should go to Sedona. I was just in Phoenix. Sedona is beautiful. It's only 2 hours away. As a healer,
not bad.
She'd love it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2 hour drive. It's worth the drive if you're a healer. You'll love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll love Sedona. I've been there too. I absolutely loved it myself. It was good. Okay, we're going to go to our callers here, which our first area code is 770. You're on the line with Amanda and Carolyn. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I'm great. How can we help you?
I just had a question. I don't know if I'm picking this up wrong or not, but I was wondering if my boss liked me.
Wondering, I hear a lot of feedback. Wondering what?
If my boss, I was wondering, does he like me? Or if I'm just picking that up wrong.
Does your boss like you?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Shanika.
Shanika?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your boss's name? His
Steve.
First name? Steve. You mean in a romantic way?
Yes.
I feel like there's either flirtation or intonation. But I do feel like an energy of interest, but a little bit of caution around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this somebody you want to be in a relationship with?
Or
no,
is
he married or something?
Yeah, he's married, but I was just wondering,
saying,
you know.
Yeah, I feel like he's married. So I feel like, I don't know if you're younger or attractive, but I feel like that there's been looking. Have you been feeling that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I see that, but I get caution. I hope it hasn't been anything inappropriate, has it?
No.
Yeah, but yeah, I think your insight is accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there any reason why you want to say it again?
I can hear you.
Oh, is there any reason why you wanted to know that? Did you want to?
I know as far as my intuition, I know sometimes I do pick up on things and just kind of noticing, like, I mean, every week he'll give me, like, an extra bonus.
Whoa.
I mean, I am a good worker.
Wow.
So, I mean, he'll give me a bonus, so.
When I'm tuning in, I'm seeing that you need to trust your instincts with that, and you need to, you know, follow your intuition and really, really tune in and listen, because it's really important for you to do that, especially just with where you are and what's going on. I just feel like I need to tell you that's important.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like harassment, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes if I come into work, if I'm coming through the back door, all of a sudden he's there at the back door. Like he's doing something else. I have noticed that a few times.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of checking out. He feels like a little uncomfortable.
At times it does. Yeah.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if he went there, he would go there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Never sleep where you eat. You know, my mother told me years ago. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's right on the line, though, being inappropriate or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your intuition is pretty good. I feel like there's something creative around you that you should be doing, though. This job doesn't feel like it suits you. Is that true?
Yes, I want to do something. I don't know what to do, to be honest.
Well, do you have some kind of creative gift? Because I feel like something creative.
I think that's the thing. I just don't really know my niche, to be honest. Like, I believe I can do a lot of things, but as far as my niche, I haven't really figured that out yet as far as for my life.
Why do I hear a lot of music around you? Songs.
I do love music.
Yeah, I hear a lot of that.
Yeah, you should do something with music.
Okay.
Or creative. There's creative, too, and I feel like, are you good with, like, graphics or something? Or recreating things?
I never thought about that, but I'm open-minded to it.
Yeah, I feel like you need more confidence in something. You can actually get a numerology report on numerologist.com and see what you're here to do, and then you'll figure it out. But the job is kind of mundane, you know?
Yes,
it feels like the same thing every day. And blah, blah, blah. But there's something
a
little
bit. I'm bored to death.
You're bored?
Yes, very.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. You might want to also check out my book or The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, like how, because I feel like there's a bit of a money issue, like you're afraid you're secure and this and that. But sometimes when these weird experiences, like with your boss, come up, it's because the universe is trying to push you to do something else. I'm concerned that he may cross the line a little bit, you know.
Okay.
But not completely. Is that what you feel too?
Sometimes it could be a little
too close,
intimidating. Yeah, and I like my space, and sometimes I feel like he's in my space. Sometimes
he is in your space. Yeah, I get it. That's why I feel like it might be one of those things where, I don't know, I give you this, you owe me this kind of thing, but not exactly. But, you know, watch that, because that might be the universe pushing you to do your real work. And that would be, check out the website numerologist.com, and they help you figure out what you're here to do.
Okay.
I also feel like you need more training in something, like more education or schooling or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a good editor?
It
looks like you read over his stuff or something.
Do I read?
Over his stuff or something?
His stuff? Oh, no. I work at a dry cleaner.
Oh, dry cleaner. Oh, okay. All right. You don't do administrative work?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. So I feel like I see you doing some administrative work where you're reading over stuff and is that interesting to you?
Okay. Yeah, that would be interesting.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's something. All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Are you ready for another one?
Sure.
All right. We have 415-756. You're on the line with Amanda and Carolyn. How are you?
Hi, this is Siobhan. I'm fine, thank you. Good morning. It's nice to hear such an upbeat program. I have a question.
Thank you.
I've been doing infinity symbols since I was a little girl, around four years old. And I always think it's a foundation for healing. And I was wondering, did you ever go into that any more than what you discussed before?
Yeah, it's weird. I do the infinity symbol. Like, I guess you heard that on the show. And I did it. If you look up Serapis Bay, that's his symbol. And that is like up above, so below, that what we create from above comes, you know, down here. And that what you do comes back to you. It's all like the universal law. But I do that because when I do healing work, I'm solidifying the body, like whatever energy I put in or took out, I'm making it unified within the energy field. So that's how I utilize it, to kind of help. And then a reminder of the path of the soul, that whatever we create, we have to reckon with something positive or negative. It's just part of the learning of the school. But I'm sure there's more information on it. And you do it, just draw it on yourself? Or
I've been doodling this since I was a child. I am a healer, and I always... You know, sometimes I just see it when I'm doing healings on people. I just see it, you know, and I will immediately make it go over their body. But I also used to have dreams, because my future dream, hopefully not too far away in the future, is to have a healing center. And every time I dreamt about it, I saw almost like an alien type infinity type symbol where people put their hands on like maybe a rock or something, but it stretched in the room and it was the center of the healing center. And I've never been able to shake that from my that dream from, and I think I dreamt that probably 10 years ago. I always
wow.
Yeah. And I just wanted to know what you.
So it's a large symbol that that was
like
in the room?
Part of the healing center, yeah. Almost like a rock you would go up to, but it just, I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
It's
but
a rock.
Yeah. It was shaped in the middle in an infinity symbol, and people could put their hands on it and it would light up. And I just always wondered if you saw more than that. Maybe I'm dreaming of things from Atlantis.
I was just going to say Atlantis. That's where it's from. Because that's his symbol, and he's from Atlantis. So I would look him up, too, and see. But, that affinity is a deep symbol. I'm sure there's more meanings than what I'm getting you. Let me see if I can tune into him and see what he says. Helping people to know that they're all connected. If they all put their hands on it, the light represents the light within their soul and their spirit. It represents that everybody's interconnected, that what they do affects the masses, affects the group, and it also is a symbol of ascension. Help people to understand that they're here for where they come from, they'll go back to. They're here for a short period of time, and it helps raise the consciousness of the environment. So whatever you saw in there, it is a symbol of ascension. It's a symbol of light beings, too. Light beings work with it. And we've lost it.
Yeah,
it's also a symbol of Saturn. And that's the planet of life lessons. So it's almost like, are you on an ascension path? Do you like a lot of clear quartz crystals?
I do. I have them all over me. I have them all around me in my spa. Yeah.
Yeah, because clear quartz crystals are connected to ascension and Therapist Bay. Look him up. He may be a cohort of mine in Atlantis. And see, you know, there's not a lot of good information on him. He's slowly putting more and more out. But that is, clear quartz crystals is a symbol, too. And look up Atlantis stuff, and because those are activators to help people to heal and burn off their karma. That's what it was. It was it's an activative chamber, they're saying. Yeah.
That's what I
Wow, that's interesting, because I like quartz crystals, too.
I just mentioned to Amanda, I think in an email the other day, but the type of healing center I want, there's nothing like it. And I kept telling her, I don't know if I'm going back to the Lemurian Atlantean time or I'm coming forward. It feels like I'm coming forward, but there's nothing out there like this. So
what do you mean coming forward?
I think you're coming forward.
Yeah, the healing center is, you know, like using a crystal base underneath a chair where it's almost like a relaxed chair where people look up into a mirror. And as they're going under hypnosis, they start to see whatever they need to see, whether it's their karma, people have passed on. It's almost a healing type thing. That's just one room, that one healing type of thing. And, you know, of course, they'd have somebody there who could help walk them through it. But I've just never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, well, because spirit brings the stuff we haven't seen. It's been there. But where are you living? Florida?
I live in San Francisco, which is, unfortunately, I am such a healer. I'm one of seven children, and I'm just helped my mom pass on 3 years ago, and I have my dad here, and I know he's going to be here for a while. So I have to figure out a way to build this healing center while being a caretaker for my father.
You have to ask the universe to help you. Don't do it on your own.
Yes.
The universe, if they want you to put it through, they're giving you symbols and ideas. You're bringing off your past information from Atlantis. They'll help you get the right place, the loan, the this, the that, the people, the experience.
They'll lead
right
you to it.
They're also, you might want to check out the book, Kathy Forti, F-O-R-T-I. She has a symbol like that. She has a style. It's very, her thing is very expensive, like $8,000. But I was just reading her book. I met her, but she had experiences in Egypt and Atlantis, and her thing is called Infinity or Finishy or something. It's very similar, not the infinity symbol. But her book is called Fractals of God. Oh, Trinfinity 8.
Trinfinity 8.
Yeah.
No, I understand why. Yeah.
it may be similar to, not exactly, but similar to the kind of thing that you're doing, but you write it down, you ask spirit, you sit and just keep channeling and just asking, you know, let me, I feel a therapist will work with you. He says he'll work with you, work with many people, but connect to him. Look him up.
But when
and
he
then
said
also,
his name, when he said his name, I went, oh, I know him.
Yeah.
So, you do know him.
He's
very particular, but I feel like for 8 years, eight is a number of infinity. It's like he's been trying to contact you. Let's see.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he said.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, grounding. Yeah, and he's like to people that are ethical and
meditations around that.
Yeah, so yeah. I feel like this is cool. If you need to connect with me too, let me know.
I definitely will.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Okay. What's your name, Siobhan?
Siobhan Cunningham, yes.
Okay, you can sign up on my newsletter on my website, intuitivesoulhealing.com.
I will. Thank you so much. You guys have both have a great day.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another text question from Laura Gems. She's asking, thank you both for my question. I have a current love interest. Is he the one for me now, or is the one on the is there one on the horizon? Also, if possible, are there any blockages moving forward in the business, or have I cleared them all?
With the name of the guy, I would need a name. If I don't have a name, I can't really tune in. But I hear the word temporary, so it might be just an interim thing. No blockage. Well, business is just expansion.
John is his name. Or Dijon. It's either Dijon or John is the current one.
I know I get temporary. I get, you know, I feel like it's one of those things that you can work on. It can go for some time. And if you want to stay, you could. But it's not the highest. He has hidden agendas, I feel, or little agendas. Maybe other things he has to deal with. And then in terms of the business expansion, a lot of expansions online, connections to other people, instead of, doing different things, different places is great, but also I would feel like connecting to, online thing, not Etsy, but something bigger than that. I don't know what it is. Even like QVC or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's see. Yeah. A lot of potential coming up. And I would recommend the Dynamic Laws of Prosperity also for her. Just thinking your consciousness about abundance. And her work is stellar. It's very high vibrational work, very clear, very, very gifted. But I feel like I'm also connecting to high-end. Imagine high-end people wearing her jewelry. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, anything else? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel the same as you, temporary, and that, you know, something better is going to come her way, and she's got some success coming up as well. We have another question here from Crystal Bowles, Gretna, G-R-E-T-N-A. She says, can you see how long I will be working at my current job?
I get a five around it. It's I feel like I have to know what she's doing. Her name is, what's her first name, Crystal?
I think it's Gretna, because she's got I think it's G-R-E-T-N-A. I think that's her first name.
I'm hearing the
universe. Yeah, she can let me know in the chat room.
Oh, the universe wants
to. Oh, she's her first name is Sue.
Sue?
Yeah, her first name is Sue.
S-U? Yeah, the universe.
S-U-E.
I know she's ready to go. The universe wants to get you to a higher calling. So there's something higher that she needs to do. I see a spinning, like circle, spirals. So she's like spinning in circles. Does that make sense to her if you're chatting with her?
She's in hospital and accounting right now.
Yeah, but spinning in circles. So does she want to do something different? Because I feel like the universe has a higher calling.
She says that makes sense to her, yes.
Yeah, she has something better with, like, another healer and a teacher. She's supposed to be teaching something. Does that make sense? I can say vegetables don't hurt you.
I think it makes total sense.
I mean, does that make sense to her?
I could see her being some kind of a healer. She says, yes, it makes sense to her, and she says lots of different teachings and healings, so yes.
Yeah, that's her. That's what she needs to do. So keep focusing on that. You know, work with the universe to help her to do that. Boy, yeah.
Awesome.
She could do
that.
Are
you ready to take another caller?
You know, I really have to go. I have to go. Is this
okay,
a phone?
Okay, we will stop there. I totally understand.
Totally
everybody, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest needs to go. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll do this again next week at 11 a.m. Central. We'll have you on again, Carolyn. Thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, you take care. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Take care. Bye.
Yeah, check out intuitivesoulhealing.com. You can check me out at amandadowellpsychic-healer.com. We'll be seeing you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and we'll do this again soon. See you next Monday.
Just check those old records off the shelf. I've been lancing to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that whole time of rock and roll. Don't try and take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. 10 minutes I'll be late for the drop. You like that whole time of rock and roll.
Hear hurricanes blowing. I know.
you've got your things together. Hope you are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Well, I'm going tonight. But it's bad to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Don't go around tonight. It's bad to take your life. There's a bad moon on the day we met, I won't fall.